City officials are looking at eliminating two junior baseball fields at Elliott Sports Complex and finding other recreational uses for that space. Future investment in Ball Diamonds should be directed to optimizing the potential of the Strathclair site to provide a major hub for community league use, and for tournament activity, says a 10-year Parks and Recreation Master Plan approved by City Council last week. Strathclair Sports Complex is immediately adjacent to Sinclair Yards and is the most heavily used location among all those scheduled by the city, says the plan. Whether or not this is a result of its proximity to the yards is unclear. Essentially, however, both properties provide a total of 12 diamonds, two of which are lit, in a single location. Future investment in Ball Diamonds, therefore, should be directed to optimizing the potential of the Strathclair site to provide a major hub for community league use, and for tournament activity, e.g., by lighting additional diamonds. In terms of overall supply related to use, the city has excess capacity on existing fields, which supports the possibility of repurposing the two junior diamonds at Elliott Sports Complex for other recreation uses. Future need for additional access to diamonds could be met by improvements and additional scheduling to the city's remaining facilities, including North Street, Queen Elizabeth, and John Rhodes Diamonds. The 10-year master plan suggests a number of improvements for Strathclair. Improvements to this park should focus on increasing user safety and comfort, especially given the physical activity focus of the park, and that it is likely used after sundown. Lighting is very important for the parking lot, skating area, trails, dog park, and sport fields. Drinking water would also be ideal, for both people and dogs, however, the site is on well water. The city could consider researching options for a water tank that can reliably maintain water safety, and provide one at the park if possible. This would allow the addition of water fountains for humans and pets. Shade from the sun is also very important at this park, and the city should support this by tree planting and providing shade shelters at various locations around the park. Shelters with wind walls can also be provided near the skating area to double as rest areas during the winter months. These shelters can also be fitted with timed heaters to provide additional warmth. The 10-year plan is considered a living document to be updated and adjusted through the city's annual budget planning process. City Council will have final say in what recommendations are accepted.